But it's always time to go exploring. Welcome to Outdoor Pursuits with yours truly, Jade Quinn McDonald. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM. As always, we are humbled to be speaking today from unceded ancestral traditional territory of the Musqueam people here on UBC campus. Returning, we have two guests, Callum and Josephine. If you guys are religious listeners, you might remember them from early days, our first live ever. They're coming in for the last live edition of Outdoor Pursuits. Okay, do you guys want to introduce yourselves for those who might not know you?
Yeah, my name's Josephine, and I'm originally from Boulder, Colorado, but I moved to Vancouver to go to school here, as many of us did. And I really like to ski, and I like running and all sorts of other outdoor activities, hence why I'm back here again to talk about them.
And my name's Callum. Thank you, Jade, for having us on.
Oh, it's always a pleasure.
I was born in the U.S., but I grew up in Hong Kong and slowly made my way out here to UBC for university because of Whistler and the mountains and skiing and meeting more people who are skiing. And now that we're further into this thing, as you said, since last time, definitely feel like that's happened.
Yeah, that's great. You know, some people come out here, get bogged down by schoolwork, but you guys are two people that I feel like really...
Oh, we've been bogged down by schoolwork. I feel like that's just a given.
Yeah. So you guys are on co-op right now.
Yeah.
What's that like? Are you guys... It's fun, cool, adulting, good times?
I think it's fun. I'm enjoying it. Learning keeps. That's the biggest thing. It's different change of pace. It's only sort of a year long or 60 months in total. So, and some people even break it up. But I think because it's that sort of structure and I've been in school for 3 years beforehand, it's just exciting in general to not be in school. Like it's new, it's something different. I love school, but like, you know, it's a change, which I think is fun. But it is also a little surreal and a little weird sometimes to be like, oh, this is like what a big person job's like. Like, you know, there's, it's kind of like clock in, clock out, and where school's kind of ever going.
No doubt.
Yeah, I think I have really been, it's just different. That's what I have, what I keep telling people, because you have a lot more time in the evenings and on the weekends when you don't have any school, you don't have anything to worry about. So we have a lot of time to go do, basically go skiing, which is what we've been doing every single weekend, honestly. But there's no playing hooky and like going up for a day when there's a powder day, which is, it's a little bit sad, but it's okay. It's how it goes. And I think it's just, it's very interesting to be in this position where all of my friends are still in university and like, don't have the responsibilities of a job. So just to like be able to see that at the same time and be able to go back to it for one more year and get to appreciate it for hopefully just one more year. And then hopefully we'll graduate.
I want to stay here forever.
So Josephine, elections, they happened again. The infamous ski and board elections, messy as always. Joe, you've got a position coming up. What are you going to be doing?
So I'm really excited to be running the gear rental program for ski and board. I was there at the inception of it, and Sky's done a really good job this year, and so has Jamie. They've really taken the program like beyond what I originally thought was possible for us, honestly. We now have a room down in the basement of the Nest, which it's nothing glamorous, but it's another space that we can store all this stuff, which is really nice. And all the stinky boots can go there.
Yeah, there we go. because you guys still share the room with Surf Club.
Yeah, nice. So I'm really excited for it. I think it's going to be a lot of work, but I think it's a totally worthwhile use of my time mm-hmm. to get more people out there. Yeah. Of course. Yeah.
Yeah. Callum, are you going to have any involvement?
I'm not,
in the club?
Actually.
Okay. How does that feel?
A little weird. I mean, I'm sure I'll be around still nonetheless. I mean, like, all those guys are really close friends. And I mean, I joined in my first year and was there mm-hmm. for 3 years straight. And like, I don't think I'll ever really get it out of my blood. But it was a little weird. Like, co-op came around and I was like, I wasn't going to be on campus. So I don't feel like I could put in what others could do for the club while I wasn't here as consistently. So I felt like it was time to just step away and let others do it. And everyone's been killing it. And I don't, I think Joe's going to do a great job. And it is sad to see sort of like some people leave that we joined the club with. Mm-hmm. But there's like a really, really good younger generation that are coming through and like they're taking control and they're doing some really cool stuff, you know? So they're going to kill it.
Hell yeah. So even though you guys were on co-op this year, you still attended a couple trips. I remember little impromptu Revy moment I got to join you guys on. That was
fun.
Super awesome.
That was a lot of fun.
Did you guys go on any other trips this year?
Well, we went to Condo Cram, mm-hmm. which you were also there, right?
I don't even remember. I was probably there.
It was a long time ago.
And then...
Weren't we all at yours?
I think...
Yeah.
I think we were.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
This year again?
No, Mio.
Mio's.
We were at Mio's. No, we were at yours, but we went to Mio's. Yeah. Yeah, there you go. Yeah. So we were all together.
I was there. And then did you guys go to Kicking Horse?
No.
We didn't make Kicking Horse, but we've filtered in our own trips, like over Christmas and stuff. We had a little bit of a road trip, which was fun. Yeah. I mean, Joe, you can start. You drove all the way down.
Yeah, I drove down. I picked up my mom in Seattle because she didn't want me driving back across the country by myself. So we drove 2 days back down to Colorado and then spent a couple of days in Steamboat, which is one of my favorite ski resorts. And one of my favorite towns, honestly.
Yeah, it was really cute.
It's so beautiful. And then we made our way back up. We went through Jackson Hole and saw our friend up there. But we were going to go touring and then the Abbey Danger was extreme. Mm. So
we saw Lucy.
Oh,
yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
And then we made our way up to Whitefish, Montana, and went skiing up there with our friend Sky, who's a ski and board alum. We had a great time there.
That was a lot of fun.
Super cool. We did some like slot country there. It was so cool. Like the snow quality was amazing, and doing stuff we've like never felt comfortable at our level to like go out and say we can do this, but we were with a really experienced guy who had been like in the area for a really long time, and he just had a really great knowledge.
Yeah, specifically at a new resort, like we'd never been there before, and it was really cool to be like first day there, and he was taking us to like all his spots that he loved, mm-hmm. and we got to get some really good snow and some good turns, which was awesome.
It was also really funny because there was a lot of other people who were doing slot country but weren't wearing all their avalanche stuff. Mm. And we got down into the valley, and he was telling very loudly a gruesome story about an avalanche that he had seen through there to try and scare everybody else.
Sometimes it's the way.
A real true local. Like, he definitely, like, because he cares, you know what I mean? Like, he loves that area. You could really tell, and, like, he's trying to put all of it, all his blood, sweat, and tears into making it a safer, like, so more people can go get some turns. But more people come back.
I mean, when you're out there, like, everyone, you know, is kind of clued into everyone else. You're supposed to be ready to rescue people, whether or not they're from your crew.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I see that.
Mm-hmm.
I see that. And then most recently, we had Wungar Weekend.
Wungar Weekend.
That was pretty
unreal.
That
was awesome.
That was pretty awesome.
One of the coolest experiences I've ever had in a long time.
Yeah.
It was surreal. It was really, really cool.
Yeah. So for those of you who might not be aware, Wungar Weekend is a memorial trip for our dearly departed friend, Will Ungar. He absolutely instilled in us the beast mentality. And we played a game that was kind of meant to mimic the game of Gnar, which is a Shane McConkie memorial that happened in Squaw, I believe. Yep. And just kind of, you get points for doing stupid stuff. If anyone's seen, like, King of the Road for skateboarding, any other kind of competition-based challenges where you're meant to do some kind of messed up antics, usually to upset, you know, either the wider public or some kind of establishment. But this one involved some naked skiing. This one involved throwing stuff off the chair. A lot of things that I would never recommend doing. On the record, ODP does not endorse messing with Vail. But I heard around the block that the only regulations, there's not a hard and fast rule about skiing naked. Vail just says that they don't endorse it. So I'm a volunteer ski patroller for Whistler, and people kept asking me, like, what would you do if you saw someone skiing naked? I was like, I don't know.
I mean, what could you do, right?
There's like, no protocol. Like, yeah, what are you gonna do? Yeah. Tackle them? No. I'm not about to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So some people found some secluded places. Some people decided to ski some pretty open.
Whoever did Sawdons, shout out to you.
Yeah, that's... shout out Brett Ski, Ian Brett.
Awesome.
Yeah.
It's so cool.
That was pretty intense. Yeah, some people were taking it a lot more seriously than others. Some people racked up some serious
points.
Serious points. Yeah, and it, you know, it was related to climbing as well. So some people were climbing, getting points that way, flashing some lines, doing some also naked climbing.
Flashing in another way.
Flashing in another way. Yeah, and then we all got to come together and camp at Hibby Lake in Whistler. Super awesome. Great DJing. Despite the rain, some people decided to sleep outside.
Yeah, soldiers.
In the spirit of Will.
And there was her points.
That was all her points. That's the kicker. So I look forward to seeing how Simple Joys kind of progresses. Because last year and the year before, it was kind of mostly run by the VOC and their legacy coordinator there. But this year, we got to pair up with Ski and Board. And I feel like a collaboration like that in the future would be a great way to kind of pay tribute to Will.
Absolutely.
I'm really hoping that this weekend had enough fun for a lot of – there's like a lot of different ways that you could get involved. And I hope that a lot of enough people had fun that this will just continue even without our intervention. Because obviously most of his friends are graduating now. We're – I guess I've got one more year on ski and board, so I will
champion it
for next year. But fingers crossed that it continues on
and for sure.
Becomes like a entity of its own, but still keeping some of those like core things that were very Will, even if we're not there to celebrate.
Yeah. The yerba.
Yeah. The yerba, the kilo of mate that someone won. Also, shout out to Sky and Brianna, and then also like the whole VOC and UBC crew for putting that together. You guys really killed it. And
yeah, they killed it.
Definitely something special. And yeah, I hope it can just continue and people can be having fun in the mountains, because that's what Will did.
Yeah. And big time.
Make them less serious. Have fun in the mountains.
Exactly. Yeah. Totally. Carry that spirit of camaraderie, right? Over competition, despite this being a little bit, you know, I don't think we even had a winner.
I don't think so.
I know. Everyone is winners and losers in some ways.
I was so sore the next day. Oh my God, I haven't skied that hard in a long time.
That's what a lot of people said.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I feel like that's pretty epic. Just putting some things down on paper and saying, okay, like, we know you guys can do this. And you know, you wouldn't usually probably do some of these couloirs or shoots.
Yeah.
But, it's Wongar weekend.
Yeah.
You gotta do it.
I just wanna say one more thing before we switch topics, but the like conditions were also amazing for it. We were very blessed to have such a sunny day and slushy day honestly was perfect for, because yeah, I did get to do a bunch of things that I usually wouldn't have done.
Yeah.
Because the conditions were amazing and the vibes were good. Yeah.
Totally. Yeah, we're coming up on 8:20 now. So I'm going to maybe do a little, is this going to work? Yeah, song break. Okay. let's start with Subterranean Homesick Blues. Callum.
Yeah.
Do you have any kind of personal connection to this Bob Dylan tune?
Not too much. I've been getting into Bob Dylan recently. Mm-hmm. I bought a harmonica. Can't play it. I'm awful. And I forgot to bring it for the Will trip because Will loved playing harmonica. And I read the challenge. I was like, damn, that would have been perfect.
Next year.
Oh, well, next year. Yeah, I watched the movie last night. That was really cool.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I don't know. That's what I've been listening to on my way to work. And it's kind of what's been going on.
That is so super lovely. And here it is, folks. I think. Wait a second. We're still on air. We're still here. Jade's a little rusty. How about this one?
Anything.
Mother of goodness.
Oh, no.
Okay. We're going to play it in just one moment, folks. I am a little bit rusty. It should be that. Okay, I'm going to try one more time. Come on, baby. Come on, baby.
Come on.
Interesting. Okay, well, in the meantime, I'm going to find it on YouTube. But, Josephine?
Yes, Jay.
Did you like the Bob Dylan movie?
I only watched the last couple of minutes because actually I was at the ski and board undie run last
night. How was that?
It was really fun. Honestly, I went last year and it's just such a silly event. I think it's really good to embarrass yourself sometimes.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, you're running off the spirit of last weekend, huh?
Yeah.
Keep it going.
Get naked.
Get naked.
All right. For everyone listening, I wasn't actually naked. I was wearing underwear.
Undies. It's the undie
run. And it's for a good cause.
Yeah.
Also.
I donated a bunch of clothes, which was good because I've been meaning to do that. Yeah. Had a big pile at home. So, yeah.
Yeah, there we go. Okay. Well, we'll chat a little bit more about that. I think I figured it out, folks. I think I figured it out. Here we go.
John is in a basement mixing up the medicine. I'm on a pavement thinking about the government. A man in a trench coat, badge out, laid off, says he's got a bad cough, wants to get it paid off. Look out, kid, it's something you did. God knows when, but you're doing it again. You better duck down the alleyway looking for a new friend. A man in a coonskin cap in a pig pen wants $11 bills, you only got 10. Maggie comes fleet-foot, face full of black soot, talking at the heat, put plants in the bed, but the phone's tapped anyway. Maggie says the men say they must bust an early man, orders from the DA. Look out, kid, don't matter what you did, but walk on your tiptoes, don't tie no bows. Better stay away from those that carry around a fire hose. Keep a clean nose, wash your clean clothes. You don't need a weatherman to know which way the wind blows. Oh, get sick, get well, hang around the inkwell, hang bell, hard to tell if anything is gonna sell. Try hard, get bought, get back, ride rail, get jail, jump bail, join the army if you fail. Look out, kid, you're gonna get hit by losers, cheaters, six-time users, hanging around the theaters, girl by the whirlpools, looking for a new fool, don't follow leaders, or watch your parking meters. Oh, get born, keep warm, short pants, romance. Learn to dance, get dressed, get blessed. Tired of these success. Please her, please him. Buy gifts, don't steal, don't live. 20 years of schooling and they put you on the day shift. Look out, kid, they keep it all hid. Better jump down a manhole, light yourself a candle. Don't wear sandals, try to forge the scandals. Don't want to be a bum, you better chew gum. The pump don't work cause the vandals took the handle.
All right, folks, that was Bob Dylan's Subterranean...
Homesick Blues.
Yeah. Thanks for sharing that, Callum.
Yeah, no worries.
Welcome back. This is Outdoor Pursuits on CITR 101.9 FM. So for those of you just tuning in, we've got Callum and Josephine here chatting about what it's like to be working stiffs, but also like to go outside a little bit, maybe sometimes. And we just got into our little discussion about the Undie Run. So is that in collaboration with any other clubs?
Yeah, the calendar, I will be honest, I think does a lot of the heavy lifting. Mm-hmm. They have all the photographers and stuff.
But you guys do the promotion.
Yeah, exactly.
You bring the animals.
I think, I don't want to be mistaken, but I'm pretty sure it's like Ski and Board had been doing it for a yeah. long time.
Yeah.
And so, it just came back?
Yeah, I think they approached
COVID,
the club.
Yeah. COVID shut it down. Because obviously that's not very COVID safe.
All those people just weren't here.
Yeah. So, but yeah, I think calendar approached Ski and Board. I think I don't want to put words in anybody's mouth, but I think they asked Ski and Board if they could bring it back. And so they ran it last year. It was pretty small last year, but.
Was it bigger this year?
Yeah. There was a lot of people.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Really I thought fun. It was pretty big last year.
Yeah. No, there was. It was a great turnout, and just to see everyone let off some steam before finals and
yeah.
like
yeah.
I think it's good to like just not take I said this before, but like not don't take things so seriously. Mm-hmm. Like it's
run through the nest with your undies on.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like
come on, people.
This is the time to be silly.
Yeah.
Before you get an adult job. You yeah. can't do this at an adult yeah. job. So
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I feel like the premise is also kind of donation based, right? Like you're taking clothes in that you're wanting to donate. Do you guys know where they go?
I don't.
That's okay.
Unfortunately.
Yeah, that's a calendar thing.
Yeah.
I would assume some sort of thrift store situation. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But, yeah.
Yeah. Very cool initiative. Okay. I'm going to take another little break here and play some advertisement. Here we go.
Massey Books is the one-stop shop for you. A 100% Indigenous-owned business that is committed to giving back to local charities, community initiatives, and organizations, Massey Books has a vast selection of rare and unique books, as well as a diverse range of books that are from underrepresented authors. You can shop online at masseybooks.com or visit their store on 229 East Georgia Street in Chinatown. They are open 7 days a week from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Wednesday to Saturday and 12 to 5 from Sunday to Tuesday. Their friendly staff would love to give you a hand to find your new favorite read.
Storytelling is powerful. Our stories carry personal and collective histories, build bridges of understanding, and shine light on unseen truths. Your story, your voice, your power. CITR and Discorder is excited to announce the release of 5 unique podcasts as a part of its Power and Voice podcast incubation program. Power and Voice is an entry-level educational program created by CITR to surpass traditional barriers to entry into the medium of spoken word radio and podcasting. The result is a series of podcasts demonstrating a wide diversity of work in genre, structure, and content. Tune in every day from April 14th to 18th from 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. to hear Power and Voice storytellers share their stories on their own terms and in their own words.
Welcome back. This is still CITR 101.9 FM, Outdoor Pursuits. I'm curious, guys. Do you consider yourselves weekend warriors? Is that a pejorative term? What is it?
I feel like we're in it.
Yeah.
We're in it now. We are weekend warriors.
Yeah. Well, I'm definitely not a, like, 5 a.m. warrior.
Okay.
So.
Okay.
So I've only, I guess I, it is, I usually do get out on the weekends.
Yeah.
And I guess that is what I am. But that's okay.
Yeah.
I think.
It's, a necessary evil, perhaps.
Yeah. Like, you just, like, if I could just not work and be an always warrior, I would. But that is not how the world works. So.
I know.
Yeah.
I think it's idealistic to be long lines. Like, if only everyone could just come Wednesday. I love when it dumps and people are online. They're just like, yeah, I'm definitely not going up on the weekends. I'm going to go skiing on Tuesday when it dumps. And everyone responds and they're like, well, good for you. You don't have to go to work. It's like, you know, as Josephine said, it's just the way the world works. But we've been having fun with it. We've been consistent. It's been a lot of fun. Filling the car, having good times.
Yeah, and I have a couple of really good girlfriends that I go up skiing very frequently. Julie also is on co-op, so we've really been
grinding. Shout out to my weekend warriors.
Shout out to my other weekend warriors.
Yeah.
So it's been really, really nice, and I feel I've also gotten to grow closer to Julia and my friends Amy and Kate, because, I mean, not that we weren't close before, but getting to do that every single weekend is such a such a good way to spend time, and, like, yeah, I don't know, it's really nice to have that,
yeah,
and to, like, strengthen your friendships through that. Yeah,
totally. I remember when I was working full-time, and sometimes all I wanted to do on the weekend was sleep and do nothing.
Oh, yeah. That's why we ain't 5 a.m. warriors in here.
I guess, is that how you guys kind of balance it? Like, what motivates you to keep going out?
I feel like we always do want to ski. It's the getting out of bed. Any day of the week
sometimes
a little tough. But once you're on the road and it starts to flood back to you, you're like, oh, yeah.
I feel like we have to have, like, one or two nights a week that we just, like, don't do anything.
Mm-hmm.
And just, like, there's a lot of, it does require, like, we have to, like, make sure the house is clean and, like, we're keeping up with the dishes and the groceries and stuff in order to be able to do that on the weekends. But also, like, we're only going up one day and then reset on Sunday or whatever. I think it's very possible. Like, it's not forever. Like, you can't do it forever. Like, at some point, we're going to probably have to take a couple more days off and just, like, chill even more. But I also feel that we're not very chill people. Like, that's kind of how I blow off steam is, like, go. Yeah.
Yeah. I'd agree.
Nice. So does it feel like you guys have kind of struck a balance between work and play? Like, is there a routine you guys go to? I know you're cleaning the house. You're like, clean the house Friday, wake up, go mob. What's the vibe?
The funny thing is, I think there is a little bit of routine with us. I mean, we're both working 9 to 5, so there's definitely, like, we're out the door and then we're back both around 6. But also all of our friends are still students. And so, like, I love that I can come home and sometimes, and we also live so close to campus and all of our friends, you, Jade, for example, and it's kind of like, oh, yo, let's all go do this real quick. And so we still have a little bit of that, like, we don't have count. Like, we go to work, we come back, and then it's like text people and be like, what's happening?
Yeah.
Like, what's going on?
That's kind of refreshing.
And assimilate back into that student fun that we all love and enjoy. But in terms of the weekend routine, I feel like, not really.
Nice.
Nothing too crazy.
More fun with no routine, I reckon.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't
sometimes
think
that bites us in the ass, sometimes it doesn't. But,
yep.
I don't really think we're... Oh, I'm not a routine person. Like, that's... I don't want to bunch Callum in here, but I just don't... That's not how I operate.
Yeah.
So, and I think that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I get it done.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Do you guys have any bigger objectives planned for the spring here?
We were just talking about, we didn't even really know that it was a holiday coming up next weekend for Easter.
Yeah.
And this is exactly what would happen in our mindset. It's like, I get a text at work from Josephine. It's like, yo, we have Friday and Monday off. It's like, we got to go do something. And that's kind of like the thing with that weekend warrior mentality. Is like, even if the snow is not good or the lines are long, it's kind of like, well, this is the time I have. Yeah. So I want to spend that time outdoors, and so I'm going to just have to go. Mm-hmm. Or it's raining. We've had some rainy Saturdays at Whistler. But it's like, I love it, and like, it's great, and that's why I want to go do it. So things like that, for example, where it's like, we have this 4 days. Like, we have to take – we'll probably be leaving work on Thursday, car packed up like we did for Revy, right? You guys can't pick me up from work, and we'll just like – we're thinking about –
drive back to kids.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right. I forgot about that. That's funny.
Get in at 2 a.m. Get locked out of the hotel.
Yeah.
All of the above.
All of the above.
All of the
sleep
above.
Sleep on the floor.
Sleep on – that was gnarly.
That was gnarly.
Oh, my gosh.
Shout out to those guys.
Yeah.
For letting that happen.
They
did, for sure.
Oh, my gosh.
But we were thinking about going to Red, maybe?
Nice.
Go take a trip out there. We also talked to Cy and George. They got time off finals. That's why I just asked you as well. They want to go do something before they both go home, and I would love – personally, and I know Joe's the same. Excuse me, it's the same, but we'd love to spend some time with them before they go home for the summer.
Yeah.
So maybe go to the island, go backpacking.
Well, I'm going to the island too, so if you guys want to get a – I'm getting a Thursday ferry though. Oh!
See, this is exactly how everything plans out, Jade.
Should we take the same ferry, guys? That could be fun.
Could be
the
move.
That could be fun. That could be fun. Okay.
And then other than that, I don't – whenever we next get a holiday or a weekend.
Getting the mountain bikes out.
Yeah.
Oh, no, not mountain biking. I'm so scared.
Well, that's how I feel about climbing, and we're going to be doing a
lot
of
I'm
that.
Oh, yeah, I'm definitely that'll be fun.
So do you guys have the summer off?
Nope.
Nope.
You're working all summer?
Working all summer.
You're working all summer?
Yeah. September.
But I've got –
but the days are getting long.
Boss,
so
but
like,
I've got 2 sick days.
True.
At some point.
True.
So I'm going to stack those up for something good. Something great.
But that's when like the weekend warrior is going to be to the extreme, I feel. Like, personally for me, I'm thinking like, oh, there's all these cool like long hikes or trips I want to go do. It's like, oh, I guess I just have to do them in a day now. And like
just mish
for sure.
That'll be good.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Yeah, so you guys are making money, is that true? Allegedly,
but it's all going back to rent.
Right,
so.
Okay. So it's not a big surplus.
No.
No. Like, I wouldn't say it's like, for example, firefighters or planters who come back after the summer and they're like, good
after
for the year.
After not having spent.
Yeah.
Right, right.
Yeah.
No, it's kind of in and out.
Making minimum wage. So, like, it's not.
Getting credit, though.
Yeah.
But credits you pay for.
Credit, and I also just get a stamp. It's like I don't get like actual like
you get a passing grade or a failing grade.
Yeah, but like that doesn't count for any credits in my actual degree. I just get a little thing on my diploma that says I did co-op. So
but
fine.
Do it, people. Do it. It's important, and you'll learn a whole lot.
You'll be a lot better off when it comes time to find a job. That's what I've been telling myself.
Yeah, and I'm sure it's true. You'll know a little bit
more. But it's worth it.
Yeah.
But there is money coming in. Like, we're getting paid, you know. Yeah. We're full-time employees, 40 hours a week. So it's not free labor. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And was it like being in with grown people? Do you guys see them getting out on the weekends?
Oh, yeah. There's a split boarder at my work.
Okay.
Yeah, he's been getting after it, actually.
Yeah.
I'd like to maybe potentially get a day with him. I don't know, the season's fleeting fast, but some of them, as you said, like a lot of them are like starting families, so they got their hands full. They're you know, that takes a lot. But it's really cool. I think it's like they've been so nice, especially for my job at least. Actually, to like everyone in my department at work graduated from my same degree here at UBC, at least in a bachelor's or a master's. So that for me, especially in such a niche program, has been super cool. And so like they took some of the work they were doing, and this is kind of like rolled out into the company and stuff. So like we're joking, and like they were like, oh yeah, I remember like using this machine in this lab, and I'm like, I was working there last year, and they're like, do you remember this professor? And it's cool.
Full circle.
Yeah.
Very nice. So we might as well talk a little bit about what you're actually doing at work.
Oh,
if you remember, I know.
Yeah, I know.
Early Thursday.
I work at a company called Core Energy Recovery Solutions, and we do entalpy and heat exchangers, and a little bit of hydrogen fuel cell humidifying units. I'm like a membrane R&D engineer. Yeah.
Holy.
Research and development.
Yeah, yeah. Research and development. Yeah, just basically merging material science and chemistry and engineering together, and it's kind of like exactly what my degree is, and it's super interesting, and I find it, I'm learning like heaps, and I think it's pretty applicable to like the other things that I want to do in my life, and yeah, that's what we do, and it's cool. I like it.
What do you do at work?
So I work at the Vancouver Prostate Center. I'm doing bioinformatics, which is just basically data analysis for biological data. And I'm working on neuroendocrine prostate cancer and how it occurs from like a more basic and like the beginning prostate cancer that everyone gets and figuring out
not everyone
well only Some, men
yeah
but yeah it, anyways yes they're basically figuring out. Once you get neuroendocrine prostate cancer, like how that occurs and what we can do to reverse it, and hopefully make people live longer. But since I have this platform, I'd make sure that men are getting their prostates checked. I know that's like not a super exciting thing for a lot of people, and it. People get really weird about it, but it's not like the same way that we all think of it. There's like a blood test, but it will save a lot of lives if you do. So
get your prostate checked.
Yeah,
get folks. Checked, people.
Get checked.
Yeah.
So last summer you were working on a boat.
Yeah.
You've had quite an exciting kind of career history.
Yeah.
What were you doing on the boat?
So I worked for the Department of Fisheries and Oceans. And in order to set the commercial fishing limits, they have to know what types of fish are out there and how many of them. So we went out and caught a lot of fish.
Holy.
And then we subset them into the different species that they were, counted how many they were. Someone else does all the math, but there's a lot of guts, and because we also had to like look at their insides and figure out how old they were. So it was a very cool experience. It was also a very nauseating experience. But I got to go to some really cool places, and I went up to Haida Gwaii, which was like a lifetime goal bucket list item. Is
Let's go.
Really amazing to go get up there, and I actually had a friend who was studying up there that I got to visit, which was so special that she had been there for a couple of months and got to show me some of her favorite places. But yeah, no, it was a really cool job, really, really hard work, but also super fulfilling and like completely different end of the spectrum from what I'm doing now. But I feel super lucky to get to be able to do both those things to like kind of figure out what I want to do after university, because as I've found out, biology is a very broad field.
Cool. But it can get you outside.
It can get you outside.
Which is huge.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, Josephine, you also have a song for us.
Yes. I would love to play Black Magic Woman by Fleetwood Mac.
Okay. Do you have any kind of connection to this song?
I listened to a lot of Fleetwood Mac when I was on the island. Obviously, all my friends were here. I was out there. And I'd go on nightly walks and listen to Fleetwood Mac. And this was one of my favorite songs.
And
I got a black magic woman. I got a black magic woman.
Yes, I got a black magic woman. Got me so blind I can't see. But she's a black magic woman and she's trying to make a devil out of me. Don't turn your back on me, baby. Don't turn your back on me, baby. Yes, don't turn your back on me, baby. You're messing around with your tricks. Don't turn your back on me, baby, 'cause you might just break up my magic spell.
I know you guys have been waiting to hear the sound of my voice on this fine Thursday morning. This is Outdoor Pursuits with yours truly, Jade Quinn McDonald, and my two lovely guests, Callum and Josephine, talking about working, talking about skiing, talking about climbing, biking, all of the above, and more. So, we're back at it. I'm curious about what you guys have learned over all these years of being involved with the clubs, of being outside. Where do you guys feel like you have come to from when you started at UBC?
Oh my God. I was actually curious this morning. It would have been really funny to take a picture the first time we did it and one now and just see how much we changed.
I know. I'm bad. I don't take
we'll
pictures.
We'll take a photo now.
Yeah, yeah.
People just we'll always say I got a face for radio.
So. Oh, shit.
No, but seriously.
I'm sorry. What have we learned over the years? Get involved in your community. Yeah. I don't do it enough, and I don't want to keep doing it outside of UBC, and I feel like it's very easy to lose that, especially even just working so far. In co-op, and like as I said before, we still have our friends are here and we're still involved with the school, but I can already feel that I'm losing myself from the community, and like university is a very easy way to do that, but I feel like it's going to be really important to both me, and then also it's important in life to afterwards to be involved in the community and like give back, you know, and give some of your time, and I think that's it's really special, and yeah. I think that's something I've learned so far is like I joined skiing board in first year looking for a community. I actually knew it existed before I even came to UBC. Mm-hmm. It was kind of one of the reasons I wanted to come here.
Mm-hmm.
And they have given me a lot, and I feel like I've just it's been really good to give back as well, and I think people should do that when they come to UBC. Like you're gonna learn so much as well being a part of the community.
I
think I have definitely come out of my shell a lot, and I've, like, also, I think I having such a amazing group of friends that I have found through the outdoor community here at UBC, I've really had the ability to explore like who I am. I'm just more outgoing than when I first got here, and just ready to like talk to anyone that like shows up. Like it's really I like to, like when I'm at an event and I see like a little first year, mm-hmm. and I love to just go up to them, mm-hmm. and be like, make sure that they're having a good time, yeah. Even though it's still like a little bit nerve-wracking, mm-hmm. Because I know, like, when I was in that same situation, I had people, actually, my friend Amy, who I go skiing with every single week, I actually met her at first year condo cram, and she took me under her wing. So I think, like, paying that forward and making sure that, like, everyone's having a good time.
Yeah.
I guess. I don't know. It's just...
No, it can be a totally intimidating community to get into.
Oh, my God, absolutely.
Right? Yeah. Yeah. I feel like clubs like Ski and Board, clubs like the VOC... They can seem a little bit core from the outside,
absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely.
But really, yeah. Once you welcome people in, I think it's pretty quick to see that that's not the case.
Yeah.
Right? And I definitely think that the more diversity and skill, the stronger a club is, mm-hmm. right?
Like absolutely.
Even if you're good at skiing and you're a bit of a, you know, stuck-up person... Mm-hmm. I'd rather have a beginner in the club,
yeah.
mm-hmm.
who's keen to learn, yeah. and stoked, absolutely. And keen to help other people. Sometimes those beginners are the ones who advance way quicker, yeah. and they end up being the backbone of these yeah. clubs,
agreed.
Right? Yeah, so
for sure.
Inclusion is a huge part. And I think I've seen, at least since you guys joined the club, because that was kind of my first year here as well, mm-hmm. huge jumps. Both in the VOC and Ski and Board, including way more people. And I think clubs, like, you know, I was talking to the Scuba Club, and they were saying that the people who take, like, the Discover Scuba course, mm-hmm. you know, there's a greater proportion of people taking those courses versus taking the intermediate courses,
yeah.
classic, right? Like, yeah. people get into it, and if they dabble and they don't like it, then they're not going to stick around. But the people who do stick around... They're the ones who really make a difference.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
For sure. Yeah. And that's what it's all about, I think, is getting people into the sport, because we all love it so much.
Yeah.
I think it can kind of be lost in us sometimes how much we take it for granted as well.
Yeah, I came here with all my own gear.
Right,
I feel like gear is a huge hurdle. Like,
yeah.
I feel extremely lucky to have the family just handing me down stuff.
Yeah.
Like, you know, parents' skis, old skis and stuff. But a lot of people don't get that.
And I think for us, the hurdle was just meeting people.
Yeah.
And that's kind of a...
That's another huge piece.
It's a huge piece, but like it's easy in comparison to meeting people as well as then acquiring gear and being able to pay for pass if you're doing that. Or as you said, through the VOC or like mm-hmm. a backcountry route. And so, yeah, I think it shouldn't be lost on people that we are extremely lucky to be here and to be in a place where we get to come ski.
Yeah.
Like that's why a lot of us, I personally moved out here, and then also... why a lot of other people come out here is because they're like, I may not leave a skier, but I want to come and like at least be able to have the opportunity to do that. I think. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a huge piece. And I feel like one piece that often gets forgotten, or I mean, we acknowledge it these days, but the fact that we're recreating on First Nations land that a lot absolutely. Of people don't even know about, right? Like, mm-hmm. I think... Going in, and we've had this discussion a lot at the VOC, is kind of like, it's almost a colonial mentality sometimes that we're going in, and like peak bagging is like mm-hmm. totally not in the spirit of kind of how I believe we should be recreating mm-hmm. in some ways, right? Like objective-based trips. They're important, but I think going in with a mindset of recognition and acknowledgement is definitely a huge piece. And it's hard when we don't see it, right? Like, the student body here is not representative of the Indigenous groups that are mm-hmm. around us. And acknowledging it is definitely one way to do it. I feel like here at CITR, we try to put that out there. But yeah, if there's any way to do that more, I feel like, you know, we should probably be doing that.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So I'm going to play a couple more ads and then we'll be right back.
Are you looking to decolonize your self-care routine? Take a trip down to Sisters Sage for a variety of handmade soaps, bath fizzies, smudge sprays, and salves infused with traditional plant medicines. Sisters Sage is an award-winning local indigenous business run by Tsimshian entrepreneur, activist, and community builder Lynn Marie Angus and her dog TJ. Passionate about crafting wellness products that are respectful of the land we live on, Sisters Sage is committed to a heart-centered approach to self-care as well as our collective healing. Located on 1312 Kingsway, you can drop by from Monday to Saturday from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. See you there.
It's Nardwuar, a human serviette, and you're listening to Unseated Airwaves on CITR 101.9 FM.
We have been called the Indians.
Justified in opening fire that day. Amy Allen has more.
The virus took on many shapes. The bear, the elk, the antelope.
Hosted by the Indigenous Collective of CITR 101.9 FM, Unseated Airwaves unveils the hidden pages of Indigenous history and contemporary existence. We are back and looking for passionate folks to contribute to the process of putting together our weekly radio show. Our community centers Indigenous joy, excellence, and current issues. Friends and allies are welcome. No experience is necessary. Come learn with us. Our Instagram is Unseated Airwaves, and that's the best way to keep up with us. If you're interested in getting involved or you have any questions, email me, indigenouscollective@citr.ca.
Are you someone in recovery? Someone struggling with addiction or disordered eating? Or are you simply curious to explore your relationship to alcohol, drugs, and other types of addictive behaviors? The UBC Student Recovery Community is a safe space to connect with others. The SRC provides many types of support, such as drop-in hours, recovery meetings, one-on-one support, and even has a dedicated recovery lounge. The SRC supports all pathways of recovery, from harm reduction to abstinence and everything in between. You can learn more at recovery_UBC on Instagram. And you can also contact the community at src.recovery@ubc.ca. Remember, you're not alone.
Welcome back one last time. This is Outdoor Pursuits on CITR 101.9 FM. Guys, I just want to thank you for coming along on this journey with me. It's been pretty awesome to be here, and thank you for being my very first live guests ever.
Thank you for
that
having us.
That meant a lot.
You've been killing it, Jade.
Oh, it's a good time here. If anyone listening is interested in having a show, I would highly recommend it. Come down to the CITR studio, talk to Kira, talk to Jasper, see what slots are available. If you're passionate about something and you want to talk about it on the radio, we've got space for you. It's busy down here, but there's always room for passionate people. Yeah.
Do it, people.
Yeah. I was curious, just to kind of close it up here, what are you guys looking forward to most next year? It's a tough question.
Going out with a bang.
Yeah.
Hopefully going out as well. And then graduating.
Yeah, graduating is exciting. Mm-hmm. I'm just so excited to have one more year with my friends, because I feel like I mentioned this a couple times, but the first part of my co-op, I was on the island, mm-hmm. so I was far away from my friends, and
we missed you.
It really makes it a very, like, it puts into perspective that, oh, like, after I graduate and we all move away, like, I'm not gonna have this again. Mm-hmm. So I feel really lucky to have had that step away, and now I'm going to come back and get to hang out with my friends as much as I possibly can. And yeah, so I'm soak really it excited.
All also, shout out our friends. We have the best friends.
We really do have the best friends like, ever.
So lucky. Yeah. So lucky. Yeah. You guys are the best. You know who you are.
Yeah, it's...
You're probably not awake.
We know you're not awake.
Jasper's probably just going to bed.
right now. Shout out everybody who makes it fun to be outside, because as much as it's Absolutely. About what you're doing, it's about who you're with.
That's what I... That was what last weekend was like. Mm-hmm. It was, I agree. You know, it was so much fun to just be with everyone yeah. and, like, run into people, and that's what it's about, as you said, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so I just... I want to thank... Everybody who's ever tuned in, willingly or not, to Outdoor Pursuits. I think we've got one more episode in 2 weeks, and that might just be it. So thanks for coming along.
Thank you, Jade.
Thank you, Jade, for having us.
Have a great day at work, guys.
We will.
We will. Honestly, we will. Yeah.